goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Sharon, middle initial K, like kangaroo, Pete, P-E-E-T, date of birth 10/12/1944. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Pete, who was seen in consultation October 12th of 2021 for elevated creatinine levels. She had previously been our patient in 2012 and through 2013, and at that time her creatinine levels ranged between 1.12 and 1.4. And then she did not continue to follow up and was just re-referred in October of 2021. Since her consultation, she developed infection with COVID-19, and she stated she had had two of the vaccinations before getting sick with COVID, and she was hospitalized in Elma from November 5th through November 7th. She did receive remdesivir, R-E-M-D-E-S-I-V-I-R. And was discharged home in stable condition at that time. Recently, she has been seen and treated for pneumonia, and she states that her left lung, it sounds like there is pneumonia. She's going to start a new antibiotic. The one she just finished was not especially effective, and she did develop some diarrhea. And we're not sure where that, if the diarrhea was caused by the antibiotic or the new Rokeltrol that she started last week, 0.25 microgram once daily for an elevated intact parathyroid hormone level. The patient thinks maybe the Rokeltrol caused the diarrhea, so we actually are going to hold that for 2 weeks and then try to restart the low dose of 0.25 microgram just 3 days a week on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and see if diarrhea does resolve with the stopping it, and if it resumes when she restarts it, we won't be able to use that medication. But she does sound congested. She sounds like she's coughing. The cough sounds loose over the phone. She also has very low blood pressure today, and she was just seen in your office prior to this telemed visit today for follow-up. She denies dizziness or headache, no chest pain or palpitations. She is short of breath. She is coughing, and she has sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She is having diarrhea for a few weeks, and that actually started before starting the Rokeltrol. And no blood or melena in the stool. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. The new medication was Rokeltrol 0.25 microgram, one daily, started last week. But we are holding that now, and then we'll hold that through April 11th. Then we're going to restart one pill on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only. She's also on Zoloft, Atenolol, Omeprazole, low-dose Norvasc of 2.5 milligram daily, maximum dose of Lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, Lipitor is 5 milligram daily, Gabapentin, 600 milligram at bedtime, and for pain, she uses Tylenol, 500 milligram, 1 to 2 at bedtime. Physical exam, weight is 140 pounds, and this is stable. Oxygen saturation in your office today was 90 on room air, and blood pressure was 90 over 50. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 15th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.7. Estimated GFR is 29. Calcium is low at 8.0. Albumin 4.1. Sodium 141, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide is 19, phosphorus 3.8, intact parathyroid hormone is very elevated at 215.3, previous level was 71.7. hemoglobin 11.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Recent recovery from COVID-19 infection, but now she has suspected pneumonia again, and she's been treated as an outpatient currently. Hypertension, currently hypotensive. Due to the diarrhea, I instructed her to hold her lisinopril while the blood pressure is that low and while she is having diarrhea. She can resume it as soon as her diarrhea has resolved or the blood pressure is greater than 110 over 60. That would be acceptable to try to restart that. That blood pressure currently is too low. She should have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months, and we're going to have a follow-up visit with her in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.